Gang, gang, what's up? It's your boy Gray. Here we go with NITV's Ballin' Out. We're back in the new year, 2020, coming at you live. No, again, we're in a bit of delay here.
Takes me about a day.
NITV's Ballin' Out podcast, talking about all things NBA and NBL. I'm here with my co-host.
Jaden. What's up? How's it going?
Yeah, Jaden Weldon, and also...
Dan Gallagher.
There we go.
Hello.
So we're gonna kick things off in the new year. We're gonna go straight into it. Let's have a look at the ladder. We'll be looking at the Western Conference first.
Yeah, let's do that because look who's gone up two spots.
No, not good enough. Not good enough. There's still a couple wins out of the top eight. So don't even bring it up. All right? Don't worry about them Pelicans. Play that button for me. Nah, yeah. Congrats to the Pelicans. They got Zion Williams coming back in about 2 days. So
yeah, it's gonna be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
still skeptical. I reckon he's all about accolades. Like, I think.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't be playing, man. He wouldn't be playing.
No, I reckon he's dead set sure that he can beat Ja, but he's not going to beat Ja Morant for Rookie of the Year.
No, I think Ja's a lock.
Ja's got it in the bag, he's, like, straight up.
I love Zion, but yeah, Ja is just insane.
He's only
got,
what, 38 games? Maybe less. Zion to prove himself, but we all know he's good. Like, but
he's gonna be amazing. He's gonna come out explosive. He is, right. Like, I've never seen a fella that big move and get that height like he does.
He's a freak of an athlete. But
yeah, 100%, he's a good athlete. But Jar's got this lockdown. Like, from start of the season.
Yeah,
moving the Grizzlies around, brought him into the top eight.
Plus Zion's going to come back and play like limited minutes. He's not going to be.
He won't play 100%.
I don't even think he should be playing anyway.
I thought he'd go, you know, Ben Simmons, Blake Griffin, come back next year. Yeah. Do the Rookie of the Year in his second year.
I think the Pelicans think they have a playoffs chance. I think they need to get into the playoffs.
You need to wake up, bro. Come on.
No, they are. They are. They are. Like,
yeah. I mean, I was dissing you guys first couple. You know, episodes talking about they weren't going to get 15 wins.
Here we go, 16.
They had a horrible start. But they've turned it around. Lonzo's been balling out.
Also, Brandon Ingram, my man, B.I.
Brandon Ingram.
He had a 49-point game the other night.
Yeah, career high.
Oof.
He's getting buckets.
He's up there. He's a new AD for... Pelicans.
He's averaging 25 points a game.
So, yeah, the whole Pelican squad looking good. With that addition of Zion, I reckon they are playoff contenders, but I don't think Zion's going to be at 100% coming back.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. Because, like, you'd say that, but Kyrie came back for the Nets, and he's playing well.
Yeah, but Kyrie's not a rookie.
Yeah.
Kyrie's been in the game. He's a championship player.
Yeah,
He's Kyrie. Come on now.
Yeah. We'll talk about him later, but let's properly get into this. I'll stop sidetracking us.
We've got to stop starting with New Orleans. We're not even top 10 teams yet.
All right. Coming in, Western Conference, number one, Los Angeles Lakers. Look at them. Beautiful right there with 34 wins and 8 losses.
Yeah, and, but...
Yeah, they're going good. They're going good.
Not Milwaukee good, but good.
Actually, they're only 2 losses behind Milwaukee, so they're good. Like, they have 8 losses. Milwaukee has 6, but they're both on... No, wait. Milwaukee's on 38 wins, but still.
Yeah, 4 more wins.
Lakers are up there, bro. Don't worry. We're good. Second spot for the Western Conference is LA Clippers. Battle of LA here. They're on 30 wins and 13 losses.
Yeah, they've come back, eh? So they've had a few wins in a row. Like, they were they were down in the 3-4 spot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Like,
I think the Denver team keeps jumping up and down.
Yeah,
I feel like the Clippers aren't too concerned about the regular season.
Yeah, 100%. I know they aren't. Yeah,
I mean, they're gonna make the playoffs either way. And
I think because with all the load management for Kawhi and PG.
I think that's their priority.
Get into the playoffs. And then
which is worrying for the Lakers because I think their biggest issue is how LeBron is but like against load management.
I reckon he's started to take a bit of a shift back though.
Yeah.
Like in games.
Yeah.
He's had a couple games where he's had, you know, not as much assists and rebounds.
He took it easy. He's been taking it easy sometimes.
Yeah, because, you know, that's what the king
does. That's not load management, though.
I mean, he kind of has to do that, though, because he can't. There's no way he's going to maintain
it. Not load management as in taking the game off. It's more as in he'll play, and once they've won, he'll sort of
relax.
It feels like the Lakers are sprinting, and the Clippers are just taking their time. Leisurely jog. Jog through the
100%.
Yeah, they're cruising. Yeah. There's cruise control.
Cruise control, right?
I'd be worried if I was the Lakers.
Cruising. I would too.
I'm a bit worried, but we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
You guys need some shooters too.
What
Kuzma's
happened?
Come back.
What happened to Kuzma?
He's there still. He's going good. He's going all right.
Is he?
Pulling his weight. You know, he hasn't been traded yet. Hasn't been traded yet, so we're good.
If I was him, I'd be like a little bit nervous though.
Nah, we're sweet.
I'd be really nervous.
Coming in on the third spot for Western Conference, we got Denver Nuggets. They got a win to... No, they lost today to the Indiana Pacers.
Yeah. Which is a bit frightening.
Yeah, if they won, they would have been the fourth team to get a 30 wins in this season.
Yep.
Yeah, only Clippers, Lakers and Milwaukee are the three teams to have 30 wins so far. But yeah, Denver Nuggets on 29 wins, 13 losses.
I don't know how I feel about the Denver Nuggets, right?
They're a bit...
They're a mixed bag.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're a mixed bag. I don't know if they're proper...
Like, obviously, they're going to be playoffs, but...
They're trying. Yeah. They're trying hard, but that's... Yeah.
No, I think they've got a good team. They got a really deep team. When Jokic is playing well, because he started off the season pretty bad.
Yeah.
Now that he's playing pretty well.
Yeah, and their bench is coming out strong as well.
Yeah, they got a deep team. Yeah, no, I don't know. I think they'll be that.
I can first round exit. Nah.
I do. No, I do too. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, who would they verse at the moment they'd go against? Because it's 1-8-2-7, right?
Houston.
Yeah, so at the moment, Houston is coming in six. So.
And Houston are having some issues. I feel like they're having issues.
100%.
Yeah. So, if they were to play it like it is today, I reckon Denver would be in with a chance. But I don't know.
Yeah, come June, July.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't like Houston because I feel like once you get to the playoffs, it's so easy to shut down.
Yeah,
they can just focus on James Harden and Westbrook's shooting like 20-something% from field.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Oh, my God.
Lakers shut him down the other day. So, you know, I was happy about that.
Yeah, so I feel like Denver could win that series. Seven-game series.
Yeah, against Rockets, 100%. Fourth spot. Bit of an underdog story here.
I am digging this.
Utah Jazz. They've, I don't know. I wouldn't say I've completely written them off, but I didn't expect them to be 29 wins and 13 losses this far in the season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't respect them as a team.
honestly.
If you go back to the first couple of episodes, Jazz were my pick. Jazz were my pick.
I'm backing my boy Joe Ingles, but as a team, I don't know them too well, and I didn't think they would be this,
Yeah.
They're on a pretty good run there. They're also 9-1 out of the last 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, they went 15-1 after starting 13-11.
Yep. They went on a mad streak there, brought him back.
Donovan Mitchell averaging 24 points a
game. He's playing
phenomenal.
This is
old Spider Mitchell there.
Still, they couldn't beat the Pelicans.
And then you got Joe Ingles leading the team in assists and shooting 41.5% from the three.
Wait right there.
So this was after they made the trade, getting rid of Dante.
Yeah, yeah.
Big trade there.
I think it's been
Jordan Clarkson has been the missing link for the Utah Jazz.
He was definitely getting underutilized at Cleveland because he was a really good player at the Lakers.
I miss you. I miss all the past Lakers.
But yeah, Utah Jazz. Watch this space.
Watch this spot. Yep.
I reckon they're going to have a chance.
Fifth spot. a team that I thought would be higher.
So did I.
At this point.
So did I.
Dallas Mavericks, 27-15. Like, it's still good. I just expected them to be higher.
Yeah.
I was thinking like that 2 or 3 spot after the Lakers. Nah, but honestly, Luka Doncic has been killing it. He's carving up. He was like leading the first round of All-Star votes. He's in second place now after LeBron.
I think that's ridiculous. Like, come on.
LeBron's a king, bro. He's a goat.
Yeah, LeBron's... What do you mean it's ridiculous that...
Oh, just give someone else a go. Jesus.
They didn't say that to Jordan, though. They were like, yeah, keep going.
It's because Jordan's likable.
Wait, wasn't Alex Caruso winning the vote?
Yeah.
I'd give it...
Alex
Caruso
is the fourth highest guard.
No.
Fourth highest guard.
No.
For the Western Conference.
He's averaging like 5 points a game.
Yeah, but 25 high fives. But yeah, so Dallas Mavericks, 27-15. I think Kristaps, is he injured right now or not? I don't know. He's been on and off this season. But when he is on, he's shining bright like a diamond, in the words of Rihanna.
Shout out.
Come on my show, please.
Yeah, so Luka's averaging almost a 30-point triple-double.
That's pretty good.
I reckon he's in 20.
It's insane.
In the MVP race, I reckon Luka's up there.
Yeah.
It'd be ridiculous if he wasn't. Like, he's carrying this team on his back. And just
yeah, they've got a good young team, though, with Christos and Dwight Powell.
Yep. Powell, yep.
Seth Curry coming off the bench, and then you've got Tim Hardaway Jr.
Just a good, strong team there, eh?
Yeah. Houston Rockets.
6th place in the Western Conference. 26-15. What do we think about this Houston team so far?
I do not rate them at all.
At all.
At all.
But James Harden is averaging 37 points a game for the season.
How many shots is he taking? I want to check his... Hang on. Yeah, so him and Westbrook, how do you think their pairing has gone so far?
Terrible. You lock out James Harden, and then Westbrook doesn't seem to step up.
Yeah, he's a... I don't know. I really don't like Westbrook's game. He's a freak athlete.
Yeah, 100%. Like,
everything he does seems to be so forced. And James Harden, I don't know. They're both players that just need to have the ball in their hand so much.
Yeah.
That
it's a tough one, putting them both on the same team. Mm. Yeah, but 37 points per game with, what's that, 44.5% field goal rating? Almost half. You know,
it's pretty good.
Making almost half the shots that he cracks up. So it's pretty good.
Well, he takes a lot of shots too, so.
Takes a lot of shots.
Then you got Clint Capella averaging 14-14.
I don't mind Clint Capella.
Also Eric Gordon, my boy.
But I reckon they should get rid of Westbrook, yeah? Send him away.
I reckon they're gonna work on their chemistry after this season.
I don't think they have I think
Westbrook just needs to find a way to be efficient, like playing with Harden, because Harden's like too good to. I mean, the way he plays is kind of is just like a one man team,
basically
on the offensive side. But he hasn't been stopped.
Yeah,
it's hard to just say like. You got to pass more. Like, get Westbrook involved. Like, Westbrook, what's he? He's shooting 23% from three.
Harden's on like 37%.
But Westbrook's still averaging 25, 8, and 7. So he's still putting up
still
good numbers.
Still putting up good numbers.
Yeah.
It's just the style of play. It just doesn't.
Yeah.
They just don't complement each other.
Yeah.
Moving on to 7th place, Oklahoma City Thunder.
I have nothing to say about this team.
CP3.
They're surprising a lot of people.
Yeah, they're surprising me. They 24-19. Some of their wins are just ridiculous. Like they, some games I'm like, what? How are they winning this? And people are putting it down to Chris Paul's like vet knowledge.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
Then you got Daniel Gallinari.
Shout out.
Not Gallagher.
Averaging 19 points a game and 40% from the three.
Yeah, they got some pretty good shooters on this team.
And that Shai...
Gilgeous-Alexander.
Like crazy stat line the other week.
Didn't he get a triple-double? No.
Yeah, like 20 points, 20 rebounds, 10 assists.
Yeah, it was hectic. He's like the youngest to get a 20-20 triple-double or something like that. He beat Shaq. Shaq was the last one to do it.
And Shaq's not going to be happy.
I think Shaq would have been proud. No. But yeah, he's putting up 20 points per game as well. So him and Chris Paul pretty much running the show. Young guy and the vet, good duo there.
Yeah.
So
it's always cool to see a younger guy paired with the older guy.
Yeah, it's sort of like a master and apprentice, you know, like the Sith.
Don't talk about the prequels, please.
Always got love for the prequels, bro.
You just killed the podcast.
you need to relax, all right? Steven Adams, shout out to the Kiwi on the team for OKC. He's averaging 11.6 points per game, but 9.9 rebounds.
Decent.
He's doing his thing, just getting them boards, them second chance points.
Always like to see that. That's my type of play.
And finally, number 8 for the Western Conference ladder.
Memphis
Grizzlies.
Should they be higher?
I reckon they are perfect where they are. Based on...
Yeah, if they stay there, they're... No.
They were way lower a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, they were. They were. I remember Pelicans were almost... almost there. Almost overtook them.
But nah, Ja, MVP, like, Rookie of the Year. Rookie of the Year. Ja Morant.
I saw this.
They're on a 7-win streak.
This awesome shovel pass.
Yeah, it was going to be an assist.
Yeah.
But the dude got rejected.
Yeah.
He nearly got assist of the year and also nearly dunk of the year. But both of them. This kid's crazy.
It'll happen again. The way he plays, it'll happen again. But yeah, that pass was insane.
Yeah.
Do yourself a favor and have a look at that
Did you see that one, Jaden, or no?
Yeah, so he jumped.
Like a flick out of the shot,
yeah.
So that's the top 8. I think we'll leave the rest because they're not...
And we've already talked about the Pelicans, so move on.
So moving on to the Eastern Conference. Coming into the top spot.
No surprises here.
No surprises at all. 38 wins, 6 losses. Milwaukee Bucks, most likely to be the first team to get 40 wins this season.
Yes.
I reckon they're going to have the best record all season.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I heard they were on pace for a 70 win.
Oh.
Are they sprinting? It doesn't feel like they are.
I just don't think they're getting enough media, like, compared to the Lakers.
Why is that?
Everyone watches the Lakers. Everyone's like, oh, LeBron's there now. Everyone's watching now.
Yeah, that's just because it's LA, though. Those guys are dogs.
LA has always had eyes on them.
Yeah,
so Milwaukee's that's why it just seems like they're sprinting right now because all the media attention they're getting.
Oh, so that's what...
You see how I spun that? There we go. But, nah, Milwaukee, I reckon they're doing it their own thing. Not really sprinting. But I don't think they're getting enough media attention.
But here's the thing with Milwaukee, right? Take away Giannis from the team, and they're still phenomenal.
You reckon?
They're still making points.
You reckon?
100%. They're still making...
You reckon they're 38-6 without Giannis?
I don't think 38-6. No, but I reckon at least 34-8. At least.
Nah.
This is a solid team. This team will most likely take it this year.
They're averaging... Plus 12.5 point differential for every game. So that's
a lot. Beating every team by
12
points, basically.
Giannis was MVP last year, and I feel like he's gotten better.
Yeah, that's it.
And you got Chris Middleton, who played for the USA team in the World Cup,
averaging
19 points a game, shooting 40% from three.
Also, Bledsoe.
Yeah.
Bledsoe. He's averaging 15 points per game, 5 assists.
Yeah, but I agree. I think they've got a team that's like, that'll be good enough to get to the championship.
Yeah, no, I think they're going to make the finals.
I think they're going to lose to Philly.
I don't think any team any team in the Eastern Conference can take them on. I don't think so. In a 7-game series.
There's... I reckon either...
Actually, Philly, I'll pay Philly out. Like, they do have a chance to beat...
We saw it. We saw it earlier. Games.
Yep.
We 100%. Saw it earlier. They crushed the Bucks.
They got the right amount of like bigs.
Yeah.
And littles, like compared to, like in comparison to Bucks as well.
Yeah.
In terms of D'ing up and getting on the offense.
And I reckon the other team that would give them a run for their money is the Celtics.
I don't know.
No.
They haven't been doing it for me. I don't think so. They just.
They're a weird team, eh?
Yeah, like they started off really strong. They went on like 11-1 run, start of the season. And now they've just sort of fallen off. At the moment, they're on 3-loss streak. But yeah, I don't think they're clicking at the moment. Something's got to switch up.
They'll get there. They'll get there.
Something's got to switch up.
What I'm surprised about is number 2 spot. Miami Heat.
Miami Heat.
You don't hear much about them.
Nah.
I don't really watch their games.
Jimmy Buckets. He's there. They're Jimmy there. Butler. Also, yeah, I mean,
you
potential.
Guys saw the Jimmy Butler. Who was it against the Pacers? And, I don't know who it was. He got ejected for him and Butler just going at it.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
Was it Pacers?
I think.
Anyway,
know.
Yeah, he got.
Yeah, ejected. I mean, that's like the Miami Heat in a nutshell. So like just a young scrappy team. I don't think they're gonna go deep into the playoffs though.
Yeah, maybe second round exit.
Maybe first.
The lack of experience.
But it's really cool to see them up there.
Yeah. No, 100%. Yeah,
it's really cool.
Besides Jimmy Buckets, they got Kendrick Nunn. This was he the rookie?
Yeah, he's a rookie. He's in the race for the
rookie of the year as well.
Yeah.
But I think Jazz got it. Like.
Oh yeah, hands down.
But
yeah. Unless Zion like blows us all away.
Get away.
It's
with
crazy Zion. That yeah, Kendrick Nunn was undrafted.
Yeah, he was undrafted. And then Golden State waived him. Is that what happened?
I'm not sure who it was.
But yeah.
He got waived.
And then Miami Heat picked him up and he's performing really well for him. And now they're number 2 spot.
Good on the Heat, man.
I think they got like 7 undrafted players in the Heat side.
Yeah.
So
it goes to show you don't need a LeBron James and
you don't need a number 1 pick
just
to be good, but it helps. Unlike Pelicans, but
that hurt. I set that up. And that hurt. Number three.
Toronto.
Yeah, number 3 now. Toronto Raptors.
So
Man's old team.
Well, I used to know a lot about them. Now you hear nothing about them.
Yeah, because Kawhi left. And then you left because Kawhi left.
Then why didn't I go to the Clippers?
Because you knew that Lakers would beat them in the finals. So you're like, you know what? I'm going to go for young core team and watch them build up.
I love what... yeah.
You were thinking about the long game, not just the victory this year.
I'm almost feeling like I should go for the Heat.
How are you going?
Oh, my God. So you don't go for anybody.
Then.
I love the Pelicans. I love you. Don't go away. I'm just talking
Toronto.
Shit.
So Toronto's on 28-14, looking pretty good. The like top 6 teams in the East, actually from 2 to 6, they're all like 2 wins away from each other. So it's a pretty tough conference there. Like,
is it? The Eastern Conference
like,
is trash.
That, yeah. Besides that, it's a pretty big drop off. I didn't.
But
realize.
I mean, like, Milwaukee are way up there with 38, and the next team is 29 wins.
It's just a trash conference.
It is pretty, yeah.
But I'm saying, in comparison to each other, 2 to 6 are all pretty much equal.
Yep.
All just like 1 or 2 wins away from each other.
Yeah.
So Philly could go straight to number 2 if they win a couple games. That's what I mean.
Okay, yeah. Thinking about that, Miami really could make a deep run. Because if they play against like these bottom 2 teams are kind of weak.
That's an understatement.
Oh, Orlando though, they beat Lakers, and I was like, "What?" Like, it was weird. I don't know how they pulled it off. Lakers, I was sure of a win there. They're the first below .500 percentage team to beat Lakers.
They're load managing the whole team.
Stop it. But yeah, we were up to Raptors today.
Yeah,
Raptors team.
I just don't know enough about them anymore. Like, they got their...
They still got the core old,
yeah,
from
Yeah, they got the
old
players.
Yeah,
but
they still got Pascal, Siakam.
And Fred.
Fred and Kyle Lowry.
Siakam still injured?
I'm Mike Lowry.
Watch Bad Boys.
I want to go see it.
Hey, shout out again.
Yeah, Kyle Lowry. Not Mike Lowry.
But yeah, they don't get much coverage these days, eh? Which is weird because they were just...
Yeah, they're the champs.
Just
like
the champs, yeah. They
should be up there, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
But they're also a Canadian team.
Yeah, like...
They don't have Kawhi anymore. Mm. They probably just brush it through.
Got a beige.
Got a beige. Nah, they're good, though. They're full third on this.
Yeah, I mean, defending champs, you got to respect them.
Put some respect on my name. Fourth spot, we got... Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference with 27 wins and 14 losses. Yeah, that, I don't know about this Boston team.
Three game losing streak.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But, like, besides that, they're a good team. I don't know. I don't think they're just clicking at the moment, though. You know, Jalen and Jason Tatum need to step up, like, properly.
Yeah.
And you don't. They've been playing pretty well.
They are, but you don't. They're not clicking. Like, they should be a big three of those two and Kemba. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think the chemistry is there yet. Also, I think they're another team where they don't get enough media as well.
Yeah.
They're doing well.
I mean, Gordon Hayward's been playing well. I think, feel like he's finally gotten back to how he was before he got injured.
Then why aren't they winning?
He was so good before he got injured.
I mean, they're in fourth.
But they're on a lose streak of three. What's going on?
I got to see who those games were. Probably Philly.
Well, we'll get there. We'll get there. Next is Indiana Pacers.
28 and 15. Yeah, so...
Vic Oladipo coming back soon.
Yeah, he's been injured all season. Coming back soon. I'm surprised by them as well. This is a surprising season. Like, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know what's going on anymore. I think there's like a few potential championship teams, and then the rest are just like, "Hey, we're still here in the top five."
Like. Yeah, well, this was like in the lead up to this season. That's what everybody was saying. It's going to be crazy because the Warriors were done.
Yeah, look, Warriors are 15th in the West.
Yeah, there's no like powerhouse standout team who was just going to dominate.
Milwaukee sort of taken over, dominant.
Which, yeah. But no one saw that.
No, they're going to lose to Lakers in the finals.
You mean they're going to lose to the Clippers?
Psych.
But, so who are we talking about? The Pacers.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, Malcolm Brogdon averaging 18.7 assists. They've got a pretty good young roster.
Yeah, they got a good young roster. With
Sabonis as well, averaging 18 and 13. And that's who it was, TJ Warren. He got into it.
Yeah, him and Jimmy Buckets. That's right. Yeah. They were full on. Cause didn't Butler baited him into it, and then sort of like kissed him goodbye as he blew a kiss to him as he got injected.
Tech found. Yeah.
pretty funny game. But moving on.
76ers.
Hey.
Number six.
James team.
What is happening?
I'll let you take this one. Where are they sitting? What are they at?
Well, sitting in sixth place, 28 and 16. I think they got to sort out this Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, like how they're playing together. Because if Ben is just going to refuse to shoot a three, then they give the ball to Joel, and then his options is just so limited. He's either got to try and score, or like he can't. There's no shooters for under pass two. So. Mm.
What about Redick?
I thought you said Chronicles of Redick.
Redick's on.
No.
Isn't he?
He's bloody all.
Oh, he's on New Orleans. That's right. Jesus, look at me. Wake up. Anyway, Tobias Harris there. Is he a good shooter or what?
Yeah. But it's like they don't have a guy who they can just go to. I mean, like, Tobias Harris will have. Like, he had 40 or 30 something a couple of days ago. Mm. But,
Being unreliable, you reckon?
Need a point guard who can, like, just...
Do everything?
Yeah, no. Like, if it just comes out, say, like, you're getting down to the end of the shot clock, Ben's got the ball.
Yeah, they don't know who to pass to for that final shot.
Yeah, like, what's he going to do?
Like, you know that Kyrie's going to take it, or, like, a...
Yeah, he's not going to just come down and like make a move, create his own shot, because he can't.
Yep.
Don't really have anyone who can just do that.
So,
like, even Tobias Harris is more of a like sort system. Of. He's not like get him any spots.
Yeah. Catch and release sort of thing. Or?
Yeah, but less. Yeah, or like two dribbles. Yeah. He's not going to like
be the playmaker. Like, shake, do a little crossover, break your ankles, and then pull up.
The coach has said for Ben Simmons to shoot threes. Why isn't he shooting threes?
I don't know. He must be scared or something.
He airballed too much. That's why. So he doesn't want to do it anymore.
Yeah, but he's got to do it. Like, yeah, Giannis has taken threes. He's hold on. His first shot against the Nets, which we're talking about, was an airball.
Yeah, Giannis was still. He's still airballs. He was still shooting. And, yeah. But just because, like.
But Giannis is straight up a gangster.
Giannis doesn't care about anything.
And that's why he's such a good player.
Yeah.
That's why. He's just there to just work. Like, he doesn't care about. He's, I don't know if you guys heard him. He was like, no, I don't want to be friends with anybody I'm playing against. Like, I'm not. I don't want to go work out with him in the off season.
Yeah. It's pretty hectic, though.
I like a guy like that. Straight up. Straight up.
Like, Philly should. I don't know why they don't play. Trey Burke. Like, if you go back and look at him at Michigan, he was insane.
How's Embiid's finger going?
Oh, that was gross. Oh.
He did a ligament.
Is he injured for a bit or?
I think he was out for a couple games.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that looked dangerous. Like, it was just out of place.
Yeah. They put it back on the court, yeah?
Yeah, like in the sideline, the stretcher or whatever.
I did that to one of my toes. Mm-hmm. And I had to go.
No, don't make me pick your actually, toes. Don't come
like, on. I couldn't take it when they were trying to put it back into place, so they had to give me anesthetic. Right. So I don't know how he did it. Must have been all that adrenaline.
He would have been pumped up, like, every game.
Oh, just, oh.
But yeah.
And it makes noises when you put it in, too. Like, you'll hear it.
It actually looked broken, like, the way it was bent. Like,
yeah,
it didn't look right. It didn't look like a dislocation or anything. It looked broken, like, full-on disfigured finger. Nah, yeah. all right, well, that's enough with the Sixers. Or what?
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, just the bent, like... The paint just gets too clogged with those guys. I reckon, like, if Ben doesn't start to shoot, they're gonna have to get rid of one of them.
And if I was the 76ers, I'd get rid of Ben. Joel was like,
that's kind of tough. Yeah, he's get rid of Ben. There are so many good point guards you can pick up.
Yeah. And there's a few centers that are good in the game though.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Embiid's he's gonna be one of the best.
He seems to really fit the Philly team culture, all that kind of stuff. So I'd keep him, get rid of Ben.
Yeah, chuck Ben to the Lakers. In seventh spot, we got Orlando Magic, a big drop from sixth spot. So Philly are on 28 wins, 16 losses, and Orlando is on 20 wins, 23 losses. It's the first team in the top eight with more losses than wins or what?
I think it is.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Memphis.
No. Memphis.
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 But still. So Orlando, Markelle Fultz and Aaron Gordon coming in clutch lately.
Markelle's been hooping out.
Mm.
Oh, you got to say balling out.
They've been balling out, man.
Balling out. Ah, oh, damn.
Balling out now. But yeah, they've been going really good. They did a good little stretch there where put them back into... I'll put them into the top eight for the first time, I think. But yeah, number seven. This whole Eastern Conference is weak, though. Like,
No. Hold on. Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, but look at all...
Number eight, Brooklyn Nets.
All the wins on them, though. They're all... So
yeah,
low.
But what are they in conference? I said Brooklyn's 12 and 12. Okay. Well, Brooklyn, they've had a lot of injuries.
Yep.
I don't think they... expected to make a deep run this season without KD.
No. But next year, look out.
Yeah, next year I think they're going to be a good contender. With KD back, Kyrie most likely at 100%, like probably get over his... I think, it's more of a mental thing at this point, don't you reckon?
Yeah.
He's come back, he dropped 21 points in his first game.
That was...
He's carving up.
Excellent.
Like, this is what I want to see. I want to see old Kyrie back, you know. But yeah, him in, he's sort of in his, he's in his prime.
Yeah.
Post injury prime. but KD coming back, and we also got Spencer Dinwiddie. Mm. I think that's
Jared Allen.
Yeah, Jared Allen. He's locking all these shots.
Yeah.
Yeah, it might be a contender team.
Yeah.
Keep your eye out for Brooklyn Nets in the 20 to 21 year.
Unless Kyrie scares them all off.
This is true. Nah.
Yeah. They've also got Joe Harris, played for USA.
Yeah,
in the World,
he's a good vet.
World Cup. Mm. He's a 3-point shooter, shooting 40%. And you got DeAndre Jordan too.
Yeah, DeAndre Jordan as well.
Yeah, but
DeAndre's more of a he's more bench player though, like a
And like he's a good mentor for
he's just a role player coming in doing his thing. Giant ninja break.
But yeah, Kyrie's comments over, was it over the weekend?
What'd he say?
They need another piece. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
And he left out names. So he was talking about Jordan. Who else was he talking about? So he was saying like Kyrie or himself, and they just needed more pieces to make him a contender.
Yeah, KD's that piece.
Yeah, which I doesn't make sense because they made the playoffs. They made a pretty good run last year.
Yeah.
It's just pretty much got the same team, except
yeah, I don't think they lost any players.
Kyrie and KD. Yeah. I don't know what
he's
talking about.
he's probably worried about KD's injury. Achilles is a bad one coming back from.
Yeah, and then I think him... Because
he did it twice, didn't he? Like, he did it once, came back for the finals.
And then he strained his calf. Was that a different one? He did his calf. And then I think that's what, like, caused the Achilles.
Yeah, you can't do it twice, really.
That's probably why he's worried about KD though.
Yeah.
He thinks he did it twice.
Does he still think the earth is flat?
Yes, he does.
No, he came out and said that was like a little experiment, a social experiment that he was conducting.
I'm calling BS on that.
He was called out too many times. He got memed, and then he was like, oh no, nah, better.
His management were like, you have to step this back. and he is from Australia.
The Melbourneite now.
All right. Shall we get to the games?
I reckon we should first talk about the All-Stars.
Sure. Let's do it. Did you vote?
I voted once. I did put Caruso in my vote.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Also, Jared Dudley. So I want to see him there.
High-fiving. And
I want to see him doing 30 claps a game. You know? Yeah, so at the moment, I'm just looking at... we got Luka, Harden, Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis looking at the starting five for Western Conference.
Yeah? Who are we going for the Eastern?
We got Trae Young, Kemba Walker, Jimmy Butler, Antetokounmpo, and Pascal Siakam.
Really?
Mm-hmm. But I'm taking West over that.
I'm taking the West.
The West.
Siakam.
Yeah. Okay. Starting also. At this point in the voting.
Okay.
For the bench. The benches are looking pretty deep too for the West compared to the East. It's dangerous. Like,
go on, read them out.
It's not even fair. Like, so we've got Lillard, Westbrook, Booker, Paul George, Brandon Ingram, Jokic.
Hey, my boy!
And Rudy Gobert versus Ben Simmons, Kyrie, Beal, Middleton, Tatum, Embiid, and Drummond.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you didn't say Embiid and Ben Simmons was there, then.
Yeah.
What is everyone on? How's Ben Simmons there? Like, I'm sorry.
He's a top 20 player.
He's up there, bro.
I don't know. When you're not doing what you're told.
Yeah, I mean, he's not shooting, but he's still putting up like 20 whatever points a game.
All right.
He's still probably averaging like a double-double.
Yeah.
But
just needs to broaden his game. Yeah,
the style of play is just what hurts him.
Yeah, so Western going to win that, eh?
Yeah, West 100% going to win. Unless they do like Team LeBron, Team...
Oh, how cool. I like that.
But I think if they go West versus East, West have got it like straight up. To make it fair, they should do captains, like the first... The two
I think I'm going to say to make it fair, they should let Caruso play.
He should be playing, though. Yeah, so he's he's the fourth highest guards, like fourth highest in the guards. That's so funny. he's over Westbrook, Curry, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, D'Angelo Russell, and Ja Morant. He's beating all them for votes.
Yeah, so that's why they don't take the votes.
Give my boy.
How is he beating Ja?
Because he's the goat, bro. You know, he's the next Mamba. That's the thing. He's the bald Mamba. That's the name. All right, moving on. We got...
Just for everyone out there, I do strongly feel like he looks like an older Tom Cruise. And I don't know how that's possible because Tom Cruise is pretty old.
Tom Cruise is like 57.
He's getting up there.
Nah, he's not 57.
Shout out Tom Cruise. Nah, I don't mind you.
I like Total Recall. No, jokes. That's the wrong movie. No, I was going to say Minority Report. That's the one.
That's pretty dope,
I love that movie.
Oh, we should just talk about movies. All right. This one.
Orlando Magic versus LA Clippers. No surprise. Clippers pretty much destroyed them.
Yeah.
122-95.
Yep.
It wasn't a close game at all. And at halftime, it was about 19 points for the Clippers. They were up by 19. And then they just pretty much ran away with it. In the third quarter, Orlando sort of came back, but wasn't really enough to...
Clippers just probably took their foot off the pedal.
Yeah, no, it wasn't.
Is this the game where Kawhi had, I think he had like 32?
Yeah, he had 32 points in that game. That is the one, yes. Kawhi
try
had...
Try and stop him.
32 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block and 1 steal. In 29 minutes. So, carving up.
Efficient. Yeah.
Efficient, bro. 4 from 7, threes. And you got 60% from the field goal, from the field. Like,
and those are, yeah. How can you stop that? how can you not win with
watching
that?
The game, he was pretty much just shooting from anywhere, you know, just pulling up.
Yeah.
He'd do his, like, inside two jumper, you know, do his step back. Freaky bloke.
He's a machine.
Is a robot or what?
Yeah.
Surely.
Has to be.
Also, Pat Bev played a good game, but Montrezl Harrell was the second standout player with 21 points. Most of them were just full on, like, in the paint, just getting in the face of Orlando. They couldn't really stop him. I've seen a couple second chance points there. He'd get the rebound, just put it straight back in. Like, where's that defense boxing out for them rebounds, you know?
Yeah. More teams got to play that that in the paint.
That's how it used to be. Just straight up in the paint.
That's what I want.
And
that's what I want, man.
Yeah, that's just how the game's like evolved.
Yeah.
It's just all 3-point like out.
Oh, we'll see that in the next game because...
Yeah, that's how...
Good lord, that's how Nets try to come back and...
I reckon like Jared Allen would be good at it. Like just...
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Getting in your face.
Oh, we'll get to that. But, yeah, anyway. This game was boring, though.
Yeah, like, Clippers were going to win from the start, pretty much. There was no really stopping them.
How many lead changes were there?
Four. That would have been in the first quarter.
Yeah,
And then from there,
that was
pretty much run away.
I have nothing to say about this game.
I don't
game.
Have anything
like,
to say about this one. Cause what's his name?
And that's just to show what the Eastern Conference kind of is at the moment.
Like everyone's like, as much as we were talking about Markel before,
yep.
In this game, he didn't really do.
He didn't
much.
Do anything. Anything? Yeah.
No, he only had like 11 points.
Yeah, but you know what Patrick Beverley's like.
Yeah.
That's always going to be a hard matchup for any any young
guy. Yeah. But yeah, So Aaron Gordon scored 20 points and Nikola. How do you say his last name? Vucevic. How do you say it?
Vukovic?
Sorry for butchering your name, bro.
I don't
come on our show and tell us how to say it properly.
Yeah.
He got 22 points. Like, Orlando's a good young team. I think one day soon, like maybe in the next 3 years, they're gonna be good.
Yeah, they're like, building. They're building.
They're building, but
they shouldn't be top eight though.
Have you seen this Eastern Conference though? Of course they should be. Nah. They're much better than the team below them.
Yeah.
Except for Nets. I reckon Nets should be higher.
Nets and Pistons.
Where are the Pistons?
Number 9.
Oh, snap.
Pistons should be much higher.
Yeah, they should.
Kind of a surprise that they're below Brooklyn, at least.
Mm.
I feel like, from what I've been saying, like, Detroit's been playing pretty well.
Yeah. I think D. Rose and Drummond are, like, a good pair.
Yeah.
I'm surprised they're not top 8. Wow, how didn't you...
I'm surprised Orlando, yeah.
16 and 27, Detroit. What are you doing? Wow. Oh.
Can Detroit not have anything? They don't...
Shook it.
They ain't got a car industry no more. They ain't got a...
Nah, Eminem just dropped an album, though, so he's putting Detroit back on the map, so that's all right.
Sorry, Detroit.
All right, well, we'll move on to this Bucks and Nets game.
Yep, this is... Get that shit out of here.
He missed. So Milwaukee Bucks, 117 to Brooklyn Nets, 97. I think we know who's going to win the 7-game series between these two. This is 1-8.
The Brooklyn Nets put up some great defense in this game. They almost fouled Giannis out in the first quarter. With some offensive fouls.
Mm-hmm.
So they were squaring him up real nicely. And then it did not... I don't know what their issue was, but I think one of them was they got 20 points behind. And then to the game plan to make it up was to shoot threes. And the problem with shooting threes is you're slowing down your... it's a slower game.
Mm.
And... when you're trying to catch up, the best way to play that is to get into the paint and just score, take your high percentage shots.
They shot a lot of threes.
They did. That was, I think, like, 3-point percentage, there was only two people above 50% three.
As a team, they got 15 out of 49.
Yeah. And only took 17 free throws.
Like, yeah, that's what you need to be doing is getting free throws and scoring the paint.
Yeah, like as a team, well, my last team, we would try to try and shoot the same amount of threes as free throws.
Yep.
So that means if you're doing that, that means you've got like a balance of playing, like what you're saying.
Yeah.
Inside the key and then working your way out. If they're just jacking up threes, then it becomes easier to defend.
Brooklyn had a lot more steals than Bucks.
The defense was excellent. Mm. Like, how many blocks did Jared Allen get?
Four.
Four blocks, 10 rebounds. Like, they should have had they shouldn't have lost by this much, but their game plan just failed them.
Yeah, and like field goal percentage, the Bucks shot 50% from the field. Brooklyn shot 33 from 99. So they took 10 extra shots, but they shot 33%.
Yeah, they missed about 12.
Yeah, this game was lost on their offense.
Damn. Yeah, Kyrie and KD come back. Look, they'll be shining bright like a diamond.
Yeah, if they can keep up that defense.
Shout out to Rihanna.
But it'd be interesting to have a look at Spencer Dinwiddie's, like, how his numbers have been impacted by Kyrie coming back.
Yeah.
So I feel like they don't really play together.
Yeah, they're not really clicking yet. Spencer only scored 11 points. Kyrie scored 17. How many shots did they both? They both took six shots. Oh, that's six threes.
12 and 15.
Yeah, Spencer missed a fair few shots there. He only shot 25%.
Yeah. And they were awesome. Three-pointers.
Mm.
There was a bit of a glimmer of hope in this team, though, with Nicholas Claxton. Young guy. Pulled off some amazing dunks. Yeah, I think he's one to watch out for. Yeah, he had a really, really good game.
14-6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So look out for that fella.
Giannis came through with like 29 points, 12 rebounds, 4 assists. He did have 8 turnovers though.
But that's so the thing, like he's not afraid to to play a little bit more loose. Like, some of those turnovers were really, like, he passed the ball to the Nets bench. It wasn't even close to anyone. So, I don't know. It's just the way he plays. Like, it's electric.
Yeah. I mean, he's so intense when he plays.
Yeah.
It's so, like, just a... Going at the hoop.
He's going at it. Yeah. He's balling out there.
compare that to Ben Simmons, who's just a little bit more afraid to make mistakes.
Mm.
I think a lot of players are worried about their stat line. I don't know. That's the feeling I get.
They have different games. Ben's more of a... He tries to be more of a facilitator.
Yeah, Ben's like a passer, so a playmaker. That's why he doesn't shoot much, but he needs to shoot more. Type of thing.
But I think it's also a little bit of that. They want their stat lines at the end of the season to look favourable, but I don't know. If you're not taking it, you miss 100% of the chances you don't take.
Daniel Gallagher, 2020.
Quoted. Trademark it.
But looking at the Milwaukee roster, they've got like every single player pretty much has contributed game. Like you got Dante DiVincenzo. There you go. 5 from 10. Like, he's a young player. Coming off the bench, getting 11 points, 6 rebounds. Like all their guys, Kyle Korver came on. He's just there to shoot threes, and he hit 3 from 4.
Yeah, that's what he does.
How do you defend that guy? You can't. He's so hard.
Yeah, he's got to
off the pick and roll,
and run him off the three.
Yeah, he's pretty clutch.
Yeah,
but yeah, everyone just leaves him open. Like, people forget about him.
Yeah,
like that's just it. They forget that Korver can shoot threes, and he'll just be standing there in the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a good team built around Giannis.
Mm.
Chris Middleton he's a guy who can make his own shots. Brook Lopez can knock down the three.
Wesley Matthews is a great guard.
Eric Bledsoe, obviously, is a good player too.
Mm.
He's always going to
he's going to contribute to the team.
George Hill.
George Hill's a vet point guard. And yeah, I think they're going to be a tough team to
100% they're going to be tough.
Once they hit the playoffs.
Before we move on to the NBL, I want to talk about Bala Pat, the man.
Yes.
Patty Mills. Today, last night for America, but today he did something very special and historic. He, along with the Spurs, created the NBA's first Indigenous Night. So what this was about is the Spurs linked up with the local traditional owners in San Antonio, and ahead of their game with Miami Heat today, which they won, they did Patty Mills did an acknowledgement of country.
Yeah.
And it was hectic, like, first one done in the NBA, and it was just mad to see. In celebration of it, they've done a lot of press throughout the week. They've made apparel, clothing.
Check it out.
Spurs branded with the... I need to look up his name because I feel bad just saying the local
custodians. Yeah.
But
from the it's like the Tap Pilum Hiltican Nation.
Yeah, it's a tough one to say, but we've got to try.
San Antonio's earliest settlers.
Yeah. And so, yeah, ever since Patty got to San Antonio, he sort of linked up with them and they showed him around and everything. And yeah, he wanted to incorporate their like their sort of stories into clothing with the linking up with the Indigenous Night.
Yeah.
For the NBA. So, yeah, so Spurs were very on board with that.
That's really
so
cool.
Shout out
see.
To the Spurs. Yeah. That was hectic to see. Like, you know, as a First Nations man, seeing that stuff in the NBA. And also, I want one. Patty Mills bobblehead. He has he's holding up the Torres Strait Islander and the Aboriginal flag behind him on the bobblehead.
Yeah, it's so cool.
So yeah, it's hectic. Shout out to the Spurs and NBA for doing that.
It wouldn't have been an easy thing to get that through because it's not always the most popular thing over in the States to recognize First Nations people, but yeah, Patty Mills, like, that's awesome, like, that he's really been that strong to actually...
Yeah, he's always been a strong advocate for mob.
Yeah.
He's always done it, yeah. I mean, even with the Spurs, I think, like, previous years he's spoken on, like, Martin Luther King Night and things like that.
He's had Mabo shoes and...
Yeah, so he's been, like, at it for a while.
Yeah.
And then, like, last year, he did a lot. Going around with the Indigenous basketball. Going around like doing things with getting
local community.
Yeah,
stuff,
doing
yeah.
all different types of things.
Yeah, he's just probably the best, one of the best role models in the NBA.
Yeah, 100%.
Like he's awesome.
He's hectic. So yeah, I want to try and pronounce.
It's crazy when you think about like he started off in the NBA as like the towel boy, you know, like waving the towel on the bench. That was him.
He's come a long way.
Yeah.
And the Spurs fans love him.
Oh, you should have seen the reception he got after he did the acknowledgement. Yeah. Like, it was crazy because he finished off on a MLK quote as well. But, yeah, like, the whole crowd just went crazy. Like, watching it, you sort of don't understand how much they love Patty. But every now and then you get a glimpse. And it's hectic because they all know him as, like, the Aussie or the Aboriginal.
Yeah.
And it's hectic.
Like, yeah.
Like, just watching the video that him and the Spurs put out talking about it, I was thinking, like, when I lived in America, I think I met one person who knew, like, anything, like, just any type of general information about Aboriginal people, like, Torres Strait. So, like, the fact that he's doing that, like, the amount of awareness that it's bringing, I think he touched on, like, that it's... it's just a great platform, like the game, like using the game to bring awareness and educate the people.
Yeah. And yeah, tonight the first 10,000 fans that got to the stadium at San Antonio got a free bobblehead of him holding the flags.
So hit us up if anyone's got one of those. Sell it on eBay, we'll buy it off ya. Wait, you. Don't do that. Keep it.
Surely that should be available here, right?
No, I think they're going to go on a store in the NBA store, like Spurs one. Yeah. But I was just thinking that's great awareness as well. People are going to see those flags on his back.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, oh, what's that? And they'll search it up.
Yeah.
And it's just more awareness for our mob, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he talks a lot about how you're perceived. Things like that. So, like, in terms of being a role model, I mean, I can't think of anybody who's.
Yeah, he's a great role model for all Indigenous kids in Australia. All kids in Australia,
everyone,
actually.
Everyone.
Not even
yeah.
just Indigenous kids, but. So, yeah, I think he's doing well. Keep doing it, Bala. We're all proud of you.
Shout out.
Shout out to Bala Pat, old Patty Mills there. All right, NBL chat. So, I'm a bit upset with Miss Luana Grant because last night she had tickets to the Sydney Kings and she didn't shout out to her little bro. And I was like, all right, Dan, I see how it is. Nah. So, Sydney Kings, let's take a look at the ladder, eh? Sydney Kings sitting on top with 16 wins and 7 losses.
Just really tight there.
Very tight. So second team is Perth Wildcats with 15 wins and 8 losses. And a couple weeks ago, just before New Year's, they both played each other and Perth came out on top. That was a good game. I was at that one. I think they... I don't know who's going to win in the finals against these two. Like, if it was these two.
It's going to be the Kings.
Perth just signed Miles Plumlee. It was like... it was a starter for, like, Denver last year.
Yeah.
So what?
The NBA.
When?
They signed him, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, a week ago or something.
With what money?
About a week ago. Well, damn, they probably going to win now.
Yeah, like that. When
so
I saw
Plumlee
it,
versus Bogut. Yeah, sorry, Kiri.
I mean, yeah, Bogut's like washed. I don't know, again, kind of, well, I don't know, okay, maybe not washed. But he's getting to that point. He's, you know, he's got those old legs.
Washed up.
I mean, I mean, he didn't,
Jesus.
I saw he didn't travel in New Zealand. That was the first time I ever saw in a headline for the NBL the words load management. Like, okay, he's getting old.
NBL load management.
It's like when Eric Groth Jr. would have traveled to New Zealand for the Parramatta Eels.
Damn. Well, yeah, coming
washed
in
up.
Third is Cairns Taipans, 13 wins, 10 losses. Melbourne United, 11 wins, 11 losses. Then Brisbane Bullets, 11 wins, 11 losses. New Zealand Breakers, 11 wins, 12 losses. Adelaide 36ers, 11 wins, 12 losses. Southeast Melbourne Phoenix, 9 wins, 13 losses. Shout out Davo. Illawarra Hawks, yeah, he's 21st of the other day, eh?
Yeah.
Shout out Davo. Illawarra Hawks, bottom of the ladder, 5 wins, 18 losses. And let's talk about LaMelo.
Oh, what's happened with LaMelo? What,
he has officially...
We called this before Christmas.
We did. It. Yeah. I think we called it on our first episode.
He officially pulled out from the NBL now for injury reasons. He's going to...
No, he's just starting his rehab program.
For that bruised foot?
Yeah. Come on, bro.
It's a 6-week rehab program for his bruised bone in his foot.
Damn.
How does one bruise a bone?
Must have been going hard, like...
Somebody steps on your foot.
Harder than me on New Year's, that's for sure. but, yeah, we called it. He's just going to focus on the NBA now. Do you reckon he'll get number one pick or what?
Yeah. Yeah, he will.
You reckon?
That's why he's saving that. He got, like, his last couple games were triple-doubles. So he's like...
Yeah, but it's... Sorry, NBL, but it was the NBL.
Apparently...
Yeah, but see, like, there's, the NBL's... It's like built up as
there's a stigma for the NBL.
Like it's like a top three league in the world.
Yeah, right.
And he's getting compared to college guys who, like, no matter how well they play, it's not gonna stand up against like an 18-year-old kid playing against professional players because college is just not the same. It's never gonna be looked at as the same level.
Because he's versing like full grown men.
Yeah, they take into account that he's already getting an understanding of how teams operate. Like what's expected of him, and then on top of that, he's by far the most popular player in the draft class. So that's ticket. Like he's going to sell more tickets.
Yeah, true.
I mean, like the NBL had all these record numbers just off Melo's name.
Yeah.
Who do you reckon's going to pick him up?
Whoever gets the first pick.
Imagine Warriors picking him up. And then Steph and Clay come back.
I think somebody said something about the Knicks.
Yeah, Knicks. Oh, gross. Yuck.
He would play in the Knicks, though. Like, the franchise of New York, he'd suit it.
Like a big market team.
Yeah.
I still don't understand.
RJ's there.
It'd work. Maybe it'd work. RJ's, what did he play? Shooter? Just guard or?
Yeah, he plays a point guard. But I feel like it wouldn't even be so much about. They'd make it work.
Yeah, they'd
for
make
Miller.
It work. Home, so.
And like I was thinking about this during like earlier in the season. Just the fact that the NBA and the NBL have, like, you know, like preseason games, they set up the where some teams would fly over and play against NBA teams. And then they introduced this the Next Stars program.
Yeah, yeah.
Where they brought Melo in and Armstrong for Phoenix. So it works in the NBA's favor.
Yeah.
To have a player who's done this well in the NBL, like in this program that they've set up first year, they, in a way, they kind of not competing, but the NCAA. Yeah. How the big issues of how players don't get paid.
Yeah,
anything. So to me, it looks like it's leaning towards a way where more and more players are going to get encouraged to play in professional leagues.
Yeah.
The NBL is just going to keep them growing, especially like Miles Plumlee is like a good.
He's a good player.
He can play in the NBA right now.
Mm.
So do you think it's good for our game that we have so many imports?
There's a limit on how many imports you can have. But all it does is just grow the game, like the popularity of the game.
Yeah. So I'd love to see the NBL grow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean
they're still pretty, like, they're expensive tickets at the moment. Like, not like too expensive, but
yeah,
the prices are up there to go see the games at the moment.
Yeah. it's getting popular. Like, yeah. This season's been crazy. Like, but it'd be good that, like, getting people like LaMelo over here and just raising the profile of the game so that younger kids getting into basketball more, and so that they're like pulling them away from AFL, which is probably the sport that's most similar in terms of
Australian's biggest sport.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, AFL. So many AFL teams.
AFL sells out so many, like,
and they are. They go after all the basketball players.
Yeah, just because of that height they can jump.
Speaking of teams which would draft him, there's about 5 teams under 15 wins at the moment. So they all, any of them could get the lottery pick, like, of number one. At the moment, Atlanta Hawks is on 10 wins.
Poor Atlanta Hawks, man.
But they got Trey, so I don't know if they'd want LaMelo. Like, they might, though.
Yeah.
I don't know how it would work, because LaMelo, I reckon he'll come in and try to be a little bit ball dominant.
Yeah. I mean, I guess you could put Trey's too small.
You need to be one.
Yeah.
And they'd probably just chuck LaMelo at shooting guard if he did go there. But Golden State also have 10 wins. They're bottom of the ladder. Like,
is this just a huge play for them to get first draft pick?
It could be. Like, we don't know.
Are they just throwing it?
Nah, they got legitimate injuries. Yeah. But I've been saying it for like 10 years now. Draymond is garbage. He always has been. He's never been good. And the other three made him look good. That's what happened. All right? He was just... Code hanging, like, just coming around. Hanging off their tails and just winning championships for no reason. He shouldn't have been on that team.
He wouldn't have been an all-star.
No.
Like any other team. But yeah, I think he's literally just like relaxing.
Yeah, Steph knows, like, there's no reason.
Yeah, there's no reason. Yeah.
And like, he wouldn't have been able to have a break the last few seasons.
Yeah, he's like, you know what? I'm going to just kick my back.
Feet up. Yeah. Wait for Clay to get back.
I need my splash break.
Do you know what? He kind of deserves it, though.
He does. Yeah. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't even his shooting hand, was it? It's
still bad.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't his shooting hand.
Mm.
New York Knicks are on 11 wins. So that's the third team, I reckon, have a chance. Cleveland, 12 wins. And Washington are on 13 wins. So I think all 5 of these teams are going to try and tank from now on just to get that number one spot. Like, I think
it's Knicks, a race to the bottom.
I think Knicks are going to just drop.
That's how I play my tipping comps, because they always give that prize to... for the bottom prize, for the bottom person. So
you give your money back.
Yeah, at some point, I just start racing to the bottom.
But yeah, I think Knicks would be the best spot for LaMelo if he
I think it's like a, he's a dead lock for first. Unless I don't know who else. There's like a big guy who was playing for I think it was like Georgetown. No, sorry, Memphis. It was from Memphis. He but he left because I think he got suspended for like a couple of games for some ridiculous rules that like the NCAA had. So I think it's like either him who's up for number one pick or
Miller.
But Miller's got just so much hype around him.
Yeah, from LeVar and
yeah, like I think like LeVar said that he'd be the number one pick like years ago when he first started his old crazy little thing with Lonzo.
Lonzo would have been, but he wanted Lakers to pick him up.
But I think LeVar like
what a mistake.
He honestly like cracked the code. I don't think so. Just like just make your sons the most popular players and like that's
yeah.
That's like a sure way to success.
Just start a reality like TV
Melo,
show.
Yeah.
Melo, because he's not. There's no way he's the best player in the draft class.
No, that's yeah.
It's just the popularity. Yeah. Also, what they're going to take into account is his maturity in the NBL. Like he hasn't. Yeah, you know, there's not been any headlines. LaMelo's done this. Like he's fucked up. Nah. Or anything.
Yeah. Well, they. I mean, like they were smart. They sent him out here with a.
Yeah. Right. The,
yeah, like a mentor, like a family guy. Because he's still only 18.
Yeah, he needs a parent guardian.
He's not even 18 yet, is he?
No, I think he...
I think he turned 18.
Yeah. Because that's the whole point. He wasn't in the draft yet. He was still 17. But yeah. I think that's it for the show.
Let's wrap it up.
Thank y'all for tuning in. I'm Grayson McCarthy-Grogan.
I'm Jaden Weldon.
And I'm Daniel Galhar.
You've been listening to NRTV's Ballin' Out, and we'll see you next week. All right, later then.
Bye.
Later.